Well, my name is Bertram Gerard. I was born in the village of Sandleheath on the 2nd of March 1937. Although I was just 2.5 years of age, I remember the concern, and my parents bent over the wireless listening to the declaration of World War II, although at that time not fully understanding until much later what it was all about. I believe my first recollection of the actual war would be the bombing raids on the south coast, Southampton in particular. As a small boy, I could see this happening from my upstairs bedroom window, where the searchlights would light up the sky, as would the bombs over Southampton as they detonated. Many of the aircraft would fly over our area, this prior to bombing in Southampton, and then moving on. A short time after that, two searchlight stations appeared on the field some 150 yards below our family home at that time. If the siren went, which it would when enemy aircraft were coming over, Mother used to put us in the cupboard under the stairs, where we'd huddle in under the stairs until the all clear came. When everything was well, we come out rather tentatively, but we come out anyway. We'd also have to put our gas masks on, of course. My mother was very careful about that sort of thing. So she insisted that not only we go under the stairs, but we also wear our gas mask. I had what was an adult's gas mask, but my brother Brian had what they call a Mickey Mouse one. So it was sort of blue and red and things like that. And then when my third brother came along, he'd been a baby, they had one of these cradle things, and then you clamp this Perspex lid down. We had a breathing hole, obviously, but with the activated carbon so that the gas didn't get into the cradle. It was like a small bed or small cradle, really, and he went in there until we got the all clear. To us boys, I suppose, it was a bit of an adventure.